Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
24 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two, February 21st, 2021. We take it south of the border and bring in the WBC president, Mr. Mauricio Sulaiman. Of course, he's son of the great Don Jose Sulaiman. How are you, Mauricio?
Fine. Thank you so very much. And very happy to be once again here and excited to be part of this great program.
Okay. Exciting was last night. Oscar Valdez, of course, coming up with the knockout, of course, of the defending champion, Miguel Burchelt, coming in the 10th round, I believe. What a war, but afterwards, it was Mexican Civil War, this Battle of Sonora, no, Mexico, I think they both live in Sonora. But afterwards, it almost made me cry when I saw the picture this morning, Mauricio, and I kid you not, because I do have a little bit of heart in me, I get a little soft, is I saw Oscar Valdez on his knees in front of Burchelt, who was sitting on the stool trying to collect his thoughts. And I thought that was the greatest picture I've ever seen in boxing. In boxing history, that's the greatest picture I've ever seen.
So humbling, so powerful message on how boxing is such a noble and humble sport. Every single fight, both fighters enter the ring and they pray that their opponent and themselves make it out of the ring with health, and they pray that that everything is good. And when the bell rings, when the fight is over, they both always go and hug each other and appreciate each other, recognize, and that's the beauty of this great sport. After hitting each other and being brutal, then from one second to the other, everything changes. And it is all praise and sportsmanship, and that's why I love the sport of boxing.
You my mother was my running coach, and she was the one that got me in shape. There's no doubt about it. I give her a lot of props. But after the fight, she would be talking with the other fighters' mothers. You know what I mean? There was like a camaraderie. It was a family. They sort of came together. And before the fights, they would say good luck and that kind of good stuff. But afterwards, they were like family.
Yes, that's. And that's the way it is. The corners embrace themselves. They recognize each other. And it's a great sport. And I believe this is unique. This is something difficult to find when there's so much rivalry and when there's so much at stake, because you lose or you win. Yeah. And then you take it and move on and become better all the time.
Okay. What's new in the WBC?
Well, we have many things great going, great things going. We had last night, which is a mandatory title defense by Burchelt. Mm-hmm. Next week, we have two mandatory fights. The flyweight champion, Martinez, against McWilliams Arroyo, who is a mandatory. And Canelo Alvarez against Avni Yildirim, who is a mandatory. Yildirim may not be known, but he has earned his right. He had a tremendous fight with Durrell. He was on the way to victory when the fight was stopped due to a cut, accidental headbutt. And he has been waiting for 2 years for this mandatory where he was appointed by the WBC. So it should be a great entertaining event in Miami. I'm flying out there Tuesday. I'm very excited about it. And then in March, we have Chocolatito against Estrada, another sensational fight. We have a few unification bouts on the line planned for the summer. The WBC is doing everything to try to unify and to get champions to have two, three, or the four belts so people can see undisputed champions.
Okay. I got to ask you, Canelo Alvarez, what does he mean to the Mexican people?
He is, without a doubt, the most popular fighter in Mexico today. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's the force of boxing worldwide. He's a pound-for-pound king, and he's the driving force behind the sport of boxing. He means very much. He has always had some opposition, like everyone who is successful, mm-hmm. Since he's good-looking and he became famous having a beautiful, famous girlfriend from television. So that brings envy. And people continue to always compare him to Chavez, compare to Marquez, to the champions from the past, and they don't appreciate what he has done in the ring, but though that's a small sector. In reality, he defeated Cotto, he defeated Triple G, he knocked out Kovalev in light heavyweight.
Yeah.
He's a fighter who has won the hearts of the people outside the ring. He's always willing to do charity work. He calls and helps kids who have specific needs. And what I most recognize and admire about Canelo Alvarez is his discipline and his work ethics. When you become multimillionaire, that comes with temptations, with fame, money, glory. And it is not easy. Like Marvin Hagler said, it is not easy to wake up in the morning when you have to do your road work, when you have silk pajamas. So Canelo is a real force of the sport, and I'm very proud of him.
You know, TV girlfriends don't always work out for everybody. I'm proof of that. But the bottom, I had a little run down there in Tijuana with a nice sports lady for about a couple years, and that didn't work out. I want to ask, your mother's still alive, right?
Yes, thank God she's still alive, and she's getting her vaccine this week.
You know, do you know how lucky you are, my brother? I mean, none of us have mothers anymore. In fact, when you told me that you were going to spend Valentine's Day with your mom, I said, man, it sort of like brought a tear to my eye because I can't.
Yeah, mom, she's such a wonderful woman. She was so strong to support my father. My father had to leave constantly on trips to form what the WBC is today. Mm-hmm. When he became president in 1975, the WBC only had 23 countries affiliated. Today we have 168. And he did it by going and traveling the world. There was no fax, there was no internet, there was no cell phone, there was no social media. Everything had to be done face to face. And he worked so hard, and he always relied on my mom, who was our father and our mother at the same time. With six kids all alone doing all these problems with schools and with baseball and all this. And she's just a wonderful, wonderful woman who always opened her heart to the boxing community.
Well, lucky you can still talk about her in the present sense. Back to Canelo Alvarez, the good discipline you talked about. I'm not going to bring up names, but I can look back in history of some of the great Mexican fighters who lacked discipline, who had a few drinks or went in different directions and this and that and couldn't keep it together. How can this guy stay so focused? That's the question I have for you.
Well, it has to be something that it's very in himself. He comes from a boxing family, but none of his brothers really made it. They're a humble family, working family, a strong mother and father, and he's just obsessed with being the best. He had a wake-up call, which he really had complications when he lost to Floyd Mayweather. He thought he was going to be easily beating Mayweather, and he was the man of the moment. He was very young, and he got lost. He lost. And anyone at 21 would have simply have taken the $10 million he made on that fight and have gone on to be one of the many examples of who could have been great. Instead, he learned from that fight. He focused, and he continued to train as hard as always, and he just simply is not involved in any sort of scandal. He's always watching for his weight, always training, and it's just a work ethic. I have never seen that before.
That's Mauricio. That's why I bring it up, is that it's so rare. I mean, I look back at times, and there are a couple of guys that I was around and work with, great champions, and I say to myself, if they would have, towards the end of their career, if they would have only been a little bit more disciplined, they would have won that fight.
Yes, absolutely. Mike Tyson said, when somebody asked him, have you ever been afraid in the ring? And he said, oh, yes. When you realize you are not in shape for a fight and the other guy wants to punch your head off, that's when you really get afraid. And that happened to Mike Tyson and to many who are in there and they did not do the preparation needed for a fight. And that's very easy. But Canelo, Hopkins, Mayweather, those are great examples of great work ethics.
The WBC saying, of course, my blood is green, my heart is gold. Talk to me about the WBC website, WBCboxing.com. What does it have there?
Well, it's a good platform. I'm very proud of our team. We have put together a team of social media that work with a good updating of the website. We have YouTube, which is some videos. We're trying to make a much better presence with the videos. Of course, Facebook is very popular with the WBC. And we also have Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and
they're
LinkedIn.
All right, Mauricio, Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney, are they going to fight this year or what? What's going on?
Well, the thing is, that kind of fight is intended to take place when there's public, when there's fans in the arena.
I get
so
you.
Hopefully they will get to fight by the end of this year.
Fantastic. Outside of that, I want to wish you the very best. Nice, safe trip down there, of course, to Miami. And kiss your mother. You're such a... I'll go back to the mom thing, man. I'm very envious of you. In fact, all of us are. You still got your mom. Hug her, kiss her. You can never do it enough, Mauricio.
Thank you so much. And I will just do that because when you lose your parents, it's something that will never come back when you lose a loved one. And I'm going to go and give a big kiss to my mom and to my wife and my kids.
Because you know what? They say it gets easier with time. No, no, it doesn't get easier with time. You know what I'm talking about with Don Jose. I wish you the best. We'll talk real soon.
Take care, Pedro. Have a nice Sunday. Thanks so much.
The great Mauricio Sulaiman, president of the World Boxing Council on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Never fall in love because you can't fall.